This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre on Joy 94.9.
Joy, joy, joy.
Good evening, you're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. I'm Cal and I'm joined this week by my co-host, Daniel. Daniel, it's great to have you back in the studio with us, as you're no stranger to Well, Well, Well. You've been on quite a few times before.
Thanks, Cal. Well, it's a one guest appearance, let's be straight, and that was Volunteer Thank You Week, and now being shuttled into the chair of co-host. So I must have done something right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking for a nod, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the demand was through the roof as you came on board. So
all those,
you
know, SMS and emails. And
that's right. The fan mail was, demand was there.
You're lucky to have me here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Daniel, as you know, here on WellWellWell, we discuss the sexual health and overall health and well-being of our gender, sex, and sexually diverse community. Tonight kicks off an annual AWOL festival, I suppose you could call it. AWOL, of course, is a week of leather. Daniel, have you ever been to an AWOL event?
This may surprise you, but I haven't.
Okay.
But I get a really, feeling that we're going to cover a lot tonight.
We are definitely going to cover a lot tonight. For anyone that isn't familiar with it, AWOL is a week of leather that is held primarily out of the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford, with a very strong leather following, of course. And whether you're a leather daddy from way back or just slipping on a harness for the first time this week, we'll be talking with Brett from the Laird, AWOL's host venue in Abbotsford, alongside with last year's Laird Leatherman title holder, Daddy Steve Morgan, about what's installed for this year's AWOL 2016 lineup.
And after that, we'll be catching up with Eagle Leather's BJ as he talks us through some of the midweek sessions for those interested in exploring the fetish scene just a little bit further.
I'm very excited. Have you ever talked to BJ from Eagle Leather before?
No, I haven't. No.
He's a very interesting character, long-term kind of fetish kink practitioner. And I imagine this is definitely a good one to, you know, get the notepad out for and take some notes, because I think we'll all learn a thing or two. But as we said, we'll shortly have BJ from Eagle Leather on about the sessions with BJ. This is the AWOL, A Week of Leather episode of Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
With tonight being the kickoff to A Week of Leather, or AWOL 2016, we're now joined by the Laird's Brett Lasham and Laird Leatherman 2015 Daddy Steve Morgan. Thank you both for joining us in the midst of what is currently a very busy week for you both.
Hey guys.
It's always great fun to be here.
And so it's a week of leather. You must be very excited.
Yeah, excited. And yeah, keen to get going. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start off for someone who's never heard of AWOL, and I believe there are a few out there. What exactly is a week of leather,
Steve?
Have 7 nights of events over this week, starting tonight, very shortly after we finish up here with the Jock Party. Each night is either informative or a fundraiser or a party, and there's a variety of different events for everyone that's into the leather and kink scene.
Okay, so it's not just seasoned leathermen like yourself. It could be newbies as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You've got to be open to it all. I think if you sort of tried to, you know, really go for only one sort of crowd, then it'd be crazy. So it's got to be open to all, and it works the best that way, really, sort of, you know, getting that blend of people and, you know.
And some of the, in particular, BJ sessions on Wednesday night, they're an informative one and aimed at people that are just being introduced into the kink scene.
Sure, and we'll be talking to BJ a little bit later on in the show. And you mentioned the Jock Party, which is, of course, kicking off tonight. What other major events are on at this week?
Well, the two big ones are really the Laird Leatherman competition, which is the whole reason that AWOL started, but also Code Black, which is just, you know, it's the dance party of the week. So, yeah, you got two very different events. You know, the Leatherman comp is very, apart from what happens on stage, it's very much a social sort of rowdy sort of night. Very much a pub night, and then you've got your club night on Saturday night.
Okay, so it's just a pub night, but tell me more here. What is the Laird Leatherman competition?
It is a 6 fine men are putting themselves forward to compete for the title, or while I step aside, okay. And they'll be entertaining everyone on stage. They'll be going through an interview process as well, but most importantly, on the Friday night, they will be making sure that everyone that's there and watching them is going to have a great time. They'll be judged through that contest on various aspects of their leather presentation, and then they all sort of present a talent or fantasy section as well, which in past years has been one of the most entertaining aspects of the competition.
It's the wild card of the whole thing. It's you get some of the most random things there. such as last year with the comp that Steve was in, but one of the other contestants, Matt, did this one that just blew everyone away. It was just it was amazing that we actually even repeated it at Northside Bazaar a couple of months later. We got Matt to repeat it on stage at the Laird because it was just so people had heard about this show that he did. So
it's
similar to Midsummer Mooning, where you hear about crazy stories of the chicken and the egg and that sort of stuff. It creates those sort of things.
So Friday night, a star is born, is what
exactly,
you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Got it. So, okay, well, Daddy Steve, you won last year, and you are Laird Leatherman 2015 and handing over that. I guess, getting back even a little bit further here, how did you get first started in leather?
First got started in leather when a friend said, we're going to a party tonight. Here's a harness, wear it, you're going to have fun.
Oh, okay.
So you got to start somewhere, and for me it was borrowing a piece of leather from someone and going along and finding a environment and a community that I connected well with and really enjoyed the sort of sexy dance floor aspect of it, and then developed further into a love of formal leather and a more all-encompassing leather look.
Okay. And what was, I guess, that first attraction there?
Well, in part it's the men.
Okay. Certainly helps.
Yeah. And it's just really is a no-attitude group of guys. So everyone's generally pretty friendly, accepting and accommodating.
Okay, very cool. And now, how long, I guess, how many Laird Leathermen have there been so far? Because this has been running since when?
Since 2008. Yeah. So,
okay, this will be the eighth, maybe?
We skipped 1 year.
Yeah, okay.
We skipped 1 year to do a sort of a retrospective.
Okay.
In 2013?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A retrospective? This sounds very highbrow.
Yeah. it was here. The year after Ben won. So, yeah, it was just a retrospective to sort of go, okay, we've had 5 winners. So, we've got 7 all up so far. Yeah. And it was to get those 5 guys up on stage actually competing against each other, which was sort of, it was more of a sort of just a fun night to sort of just show what legacy we'd created, had been created between the Laird and Manhouse to get that comp happening. And, so it was just a really fun night to get those guys back together because sometimes people sort of, you know, some of the guys would do the year and, you know, then life goes on, and to get them all back was really good to see them all get along with each other. And
see, this is weird. We're talking about leather and I've gone straight to RuPaul's Drag Race thinking that there was some kind of, you know, all-stars performance after 5 years.
Lip sync in your leather.
Yes. Yeah. It's a whole other event.
So with that as well, I understand there's a bit of a tradition that the Laird Leatherman has some sort of charity affiliation as well.
Mm. Yeah.
And has that been the case ever since the beginning?
Yeah, it's always been that the winner, serving the title year, then chooses a charity. So there's been really diverse everything from Steve in the current year doing GELFA, Gay and Lesbian Foundation. There's been everything from the Elena and Madeline Foundation to PFLAG, all sorts of things. Okay. It's been really good, yeah.
All right, so Steve, tell us a little bit about your charity affiliation.
So I chose to support GELFA, partly because they're a community organisation that doesn't actually administer programs, but they partner with other community organisations to deliver programs, therefore saving a lot of the administration costs. So a lot of the funds that get donated to GELFA are put to good use, and they don't have the same amount of organisational costs involved in other communities. They're also one of the very few national gay and lesbian charities in Australia. So they're all over the country.
They have a great network as well, really. They have a really good, like, as far as experience and diversity goes, they have a really good network of people that that chip in and stuff like that. Yeah.
And in the past year, they've focused their fundraising efforts or their philanthropic efforts on GLBTI aging and the homeless. So, and in the comp last year, to most people, I'm known as Daddy Steve. So I thought supporting a charity that was looking after elderly GLBTI
older people like yourself, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't see my age on radio.
So aging and homelessness, you said, were both kind of hot button issues for them at the moment that they're really investigating and investing in. Okay, that's amazing. Well, look, we do want to hear a little bit more about your involvement with Galfa and the other good things happening during the Week of Leather. There's a lot in store for a Week of Leather, and we'll continue our conversation with Daddy Steve and Brett from The Laird shortly. And later on, we'll be talking to BJ from Eagle Leather about sessions with BJ and how you can get started with your very own sexual exploration.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And this week, we're strapped in and got our gear on for AWOL, of course, a Week of Leather, running from tonight through the coming weekend at the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford. We're talking with Brett from the Laird and Laird Leatherman 2015, Daddy Steve.
Hello.
And we were just mentioning before about your affiliation with Gay and Lesbian Foundation Australia, otherwise known as GALFA. And what will you be doing in the coming week in support of them?
We've got two main fundraising efforts over the next week. The first being a raffle, which tickets are available now, with the first prize as a print from Ross Watson.
Oh, nice.
The second prize is a voucher from the Naked Barber, Dick Savvy, who's actually down for AWOL, and he'll be working his magic at the Laird over the this week.
I think he's putting in some of his home movies as well, isn't he?
From yes.
The Gorilla Porn Project, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, both of those names, you know, I think are pretty straightforward there.
And the third prize is a voucher from Piercing HQ.
Okay,
so they've offered very kindly, again, supporting the raffle. So
they've been so generous over the years. They're great down there. So
good prizes.
Thank you. All the proceeds are going to GALFA, and tickets are on sale at the Laird, or some of the fellow Leatherman contestants will be seen around selling those tickets.
If you want to see an image of the framed Ross Watson, it's actually, if you go to the AWOL homepage, there's an image of it on there with the whole prize listing.
So the Facebook homepage?
No, the AWOL website, aweekofleather.com.
Aweekofleather.com?
Yeah.
All right. And
so the second main one, and this is quite an exciting one for me, is Ajoction. So we're combining it's the first time we've done this event, a sort of a step-down roast with a charity Joction. So if you can imagine...
you say charity Joction like that's a common phrase. Maybe...
Yeah,
maybe what is it? What exactly is it?
Those words have never come together.
We've heard auction before.
Yeah.
What is a Joction?
Well, if you can imagine, there's lots of bare asses wearing jocks on stage.
Okay.
And you have the capacity to bid for
that's very exciting.
The person wearing that jock.
Who may or may not have worn it the night before at the jock party.
Yes, they'll be in various states of soiled.
Yeah. Oh,
And they'll each be auctioned off with a specific piece of leather that's been donated for the event as well. I'm being supported by last year's contestants in the Laird Leatherman. So there's some people here that might be volunteering as models.
It's a chance to get back at him, basically.
I feel like I have to disclose at this point that I was a contestant in last year's Laird Leatherman competition. So I feel like I might be roped into said joction. I feel like, okay, all right. I'll prepare myself for tomorrow accordingly.
Because Steve pitched it to us, and we were like, that's a great one for the Tuesday night, because we've been changing things over the years, what happens on the Tuesday night. It was just a really good idea. The Joction, first of all, that word, I mean, that's great.
Yep.
But and the roast thing as well. But we did notice a few people, because it's such an American term, a few people are like, so there's meals? And it's like, no, roast.
Yeah, sort of explain
what a roast is.
You know, there's a roasting hot dinner provided.
He's getting grilled.
So. Yeah, so it'll be a chance for people that have been quite helpful over the past year to get up and put in their 2 cents worth, or kick the boots in,
if you want to call it. Burnt,
and the idea is that it's going to be quite an amusing, fun night.
Well, it sounds like a very well-meaning and a very cheeky night that fits the bill.
Very cheeky.
Thoroughly. That is the Joction, is tomorrow night on Tuesday. Now, the Joction, I'm assuming, is free entry?
Gold coin donation for GALFA if we can.
Yeah.
Otherwise, sort of.
And then, get ready to bid on some stuff.
So very
as well.
Cheap entry, because that way the people have money to throw out the auction items and things, yeah.
And it's all going to a good cause. Look, we've still got plenty more to cover on A Week of Leather. We are in studio with Brett and Daddy Steve about last-minute details on AWOL. And after that, we'll be getting up close and personal with Eagle Leather's BJ about this midweek sessions and other ways you can expand your sexual horizons safely.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well with Cal and Daniel on Joy 94.9. And we've been talking to Brett from the Laird Hotel and Daddy Steve, Laird Leatherman 2015, about the annual lineup of A Week of Leather, otherwise known as AWOL, kicking off tonight with a jock party.
We spoke earlier about the ways the leather and fetish community has been involved in philanthropic endeavours to support the health and well-being of gender, sex and sexually diverse community. But Brett, could you tell us a little bit about the relationship between the Laird and Down and Dirty?
Well, the lead, I think the lead, because Mark and I pretty much took over the lead, and when you take over the lead, you inherit the history of the lead. So there was always that strong relationship with VAC, also Living Positive Victoria, those sorts of organisations. So we pretty much inherited that, and the first person we bumped into was Tex McKenzie, and it just sort of went from there. So continuing some of the older things, but also Down and Dirty came along a couple of years later, and we were really happy to get with Down and Dirty because it just really is very much our demographic. It's really aimed at that, and it was, you know, there was not a lot of info out there for guys who were curious, and it's just sort of, yeah, it's just a really good thing to promote. And
what did you particularly notice to the patrons? Did you kind of get a sense of how it was received?
It's the sort of thing where it's not like it's Pokemon or something where people are just out there going, oh my god, yeah. It's sort of something that people sort of might go home and check out and read about and then talk with their mates, sort of thing. But it's not that you often see people sharing links and that sort of stuff. It's very much a, oh, I want to know about this before I do it, or I did it the wrong way or something.
And I might reiterate that for someone who's not familiar with Down and Dirty. Although you did mention Pokemon, and is it true that the Laird Hotel is a Pokestop?
Somebody told me, and okay. There's the,
So now everyone will be banging on the door. So
I'm not going to be a grumpy old man about Pokemon.
Oh, okay, that's right. But the Down and Dirty website is the health promotion campaign for the Victorian AIDS Council, and really, I guess, sexually adventurous men. Yep. So kind of not only guys in the leather and kink scene, but guys that are maybe trying esoteric practices, if you will.
Yep. You might only just be into one specific thing. It's most likely on that website. So, yeah.
And so that website's been a good resource to kind of point guys to.
Exactly. We've currently just done another, and especially for AWOL, where we're going to feature a few different practices up in the front bar. There's a bit of information there as well. So just sort of like running through some of the categories and so, you know, to get people sort of reading about things, you know, different stuff that happens.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, we've been talking about AWOL for this whole show, and we'll continue to talk about the sessions with BJ later on. But are there any other opportunities where, you know, because AWOL, and generally speaking, the Laird is a men-only space, which is, you know, very exciting and has a lot of benefits to that. But is there ever a time where the Laird kind of opens up in an annual level for the leather and fetish scene?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we do a few during the year, and from Vic Leather Open Day, which is a nice sort of social gathering sort of thing that we do annually. But the biggest one is definitely Northside Bazaar, which is only a couple of months away, actually.
Okay, when's that coming?
2 months this Saturday. It's October 15th, a couple of weeks after
Saturday,
Grand Final.
October 15th?
Yeah, okay, 2 weeks from this Saturday. Yeah, 2 months, sorry, from this Saturday. So Northside Bazaar, as most people would know, last year expanded to just like take over the Masonic Hall next door to the Laird and the street in between, and it was just probably the best decision we ever made. It had outgrown the Laird itself. And we just want to keep introducing more ideas because it's basically a production between Joy and VAC and the Laird.
Because it's actually it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, and it's really grown into now. It's almost got its own zones. There is the Laird zone, and which can be a bit kinkier and stuff. There's the fun of the outdoor area with the Joy barbecue and all that sort of stuff, and then the auction house where you'll hear Tex bellowing throughout the day, and it's just grown into a really good sort of event. And last year we couldn't have been happier with how that expansion went.
And it was a bit of a street festival vibe at the start of spring.
You can have a look at the gallery on the website, the Northside Bazaar website. It's just it was really good. It was almost like a mini carnival sort of vibe, yeah.
Well, if you do want to check out that website, it is Northside Bazaar, Bazaar spelled BIZARRE .com. And also, if people want information about A Week of Leather, where can they head to?
You can either head to aweekofleather.com or just go to the Laird website, and there's on the Laird front page, you'll find links to Northside Bazaar, A Week of Leather, and our calendar in general. So,
yeah. And Daddy Steve, will we see you at all of the above?
I will be there for the whole week.
He must be there.
Looking forward to celebrating with my successor at the Sunday barbecue, where the raffle will be drawn and tribe, and everyone gets to wind down for the final event for the weekend.
And you can lay down your tiara.
Fantastic. Well, look, any last-minute advice for anybody for the week ahead?
Code Black has sold out, so thanks to the guys that bought tickets, but we don't have any more at Manhouse or the Laird. So, definitely make it along to one of the other great events, and we hope you enjoy AWOL.
There you go. Daddy Steve, any final advice? If you're going to make it to one event, if you've never been in the scene before, what would it be?
Go along and have a look at the Leatherman competition on the Friday night.
And can you be wearing casual gear for that?
You can arrive in casual gear. It's a free night, and you'll be very well entertained.
Well, look, thank you both for joining us about a tantalizing lineup that is AWOL. We better let you go so you can make way to tonight's jog party.
Thanks for
having
us.
Yeah, thank you.
We're talking all things leather and fetish this week in light of a week of leather. Up next, we're talking to Eagle Leather's BJ about sessions with BJ and how you might get started exploring electric sex and impact play. So stay tuned for that. You're on Well, Well, Well 94.9.
Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. I'm Daniel with my co-host Cal, and we're now joined by Eagle Leather's BJ as we continue our discussion.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey BJ. So it's a week of leather, and BJ, thanks for being with us. And as part of AWOL, you're running Sessions with BJ, aptly named, and that's this Wednesday. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's on offer this year?
Okay, so we've got Electric Sex, which is one of my favourite classes to present. They're all my favourites, but this is definitely one of my favourites because it's so interesting. Electric Sex, a lot of people hear Electric Sex and they think it's all about getting zapped or electric shocks. But what I go into is it's a lot more than that. Like, it's actually, if you could imagine vibrations that travel under the skin, deep into the flesh, and it's quite incredible.
Okay, hang on. I'm already entranced.
Sold,
but hang on here. We're checking it out. But before we get too far into it, so these sessions, do you do this every year as part of AWOL?
I do, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm very grateful for the lead to having me on board every time. And what I generally do as well is I give all 100% of all the ticket, like all the what we raise is ticket money, to charity.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we've done it for Lost Dog Homes in the past, and this time it's for the Switchboard.
Oh, Switchboard Victoria. Yeah. We've had them on the show before as well. So you're doing, is it one session or two sessions this year?
I'm doing two sessions, back to back.
Awesome. And the first one is Electric Sex.
Electric Sex.
Okay, so for somebody that doesn't, Electric Sex, like you said, this isn't just like a little bit of fun in the bug zapper. There's something more to it here.
It's totally
going a bit deeper.
I guess the best way to put it, right, you've got two poles. You've got pole A and then you've got pole B. And what you want to do is you want to cross an electric current from point A to, or pole A to pole B. And whatever is in between those two poles will become stimulated and will contract. If you've ever used TENS pads from a physiotherapist where they put those pads on you and it makes all your tissue squirm and contract and pulsate, imagine that, but imagine that in your butt.
Oh, okay. Well,
or you can actually have one point, which would be, say, pole B in your butt, and then pole A, if we turn that into a catheter or sound which slides down for the eye of your penis, what you'd be doing is you'd be running an electric pulse through your butt into your prostate gland and right through the urethral passage. And
there
some people can actually come without actually touching themselves just by turning dials.
There you go. Well, look.
I won't be demonstrating that on the night, but it could get quite messy, I think.
Okay, I guess the first question that would be on people's minds is that safe?
Look, it can be safe, but it can be unsafe as well.
Okay.
And I think this is one of the really important things. Electric sex is becoming very, very popular now. You can actually buy electric sex equipment in any adult shop. But if you don't know what you're doing, you can actually even kill yourself by doing this.
Oh, my gosh.
So hence why this is a good reason to have some sessions on it.
Exactly. Yeah, you can look. One of the most common rules is nothing above the waist. And that general rule that came about is because people were putting point A or pole A on the front of their chest and then the other point or pole on the back on their back and running an electric pulse through their heart.
So now, it's like do-it-yourself AED.
That's right, yeah. It's like a heart defibrillator because that relies on either bringing back or resuscitating the rhythm of your heart. What this will do, these pulses are actually designed to make you have an orgasm, not to
stop your heart.
Yeah, exactly. Now, can you imagine those wave motions or stroke motions that they're sending these pulses out and then going through your heart and your heart trying to beat according to that? That can kill you, and it has killed people before in the past.
So golden rule, keep it below the waist.
Below the waist. There are some devices that can be used above the waist, but still it can be quite risky. You know, you've got to be careful.
Okay, with this, I mean, we're talking about stopping hearts and people potentially dying here.
Yeah.
So
come to my class.
Yeah, is this, I mean, who is this geared for? Is this like for somebody who's been working in the scene for a while? Like, or is this,
it's an advanced form of play. It really is an advanced form of play. And it's not cheap either, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was blessed enough when I first started working at Eagle Leather to be given about $1,500 $1,000 worth of gear, and I was told, yep, this is going back now 12 years ago or 13, I think, you're going to be the resident expert on electric sex.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So not many people have their boss saying, go home and here's an electric cock ring and butt plug, go home, yeah, and masturbate, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
But I was lucky enough for that, you know, and I guess he was lucky enough that I was cool with that.
Now, do you have to have your own gear for Wednesday?
Not at all.
No, not at all.
And look, even though I've got my retail cap on as a store owner, I'm not there to push any products, I'm not there to sell. I'll actually give my honest opinion, yep, about all the devices, and I'll actually favor some devices that we don't sell.
Okay.
Because I believe in giving people the right advice on, yeah, these things, and it's also people are paying to come along. It's very important.
So when you're running the sessions, how have you found people have responded? Is there kind of a generic response or?
Oh, yeah. Well, you get a limited opportunity to try some of the gear out.
So people are eager, yeah?
So they'll yeah, try it out and they'll get a bit of excuse the pun, a bit of shock, you know, as to the sensation or how it feels. Because it really is interesting. It's very interesting. And it's really something that you can't fully gauge on the night, of how you would react sexually to something like this either, because mm-hmm, each experience of electric sex can be quite different depending on the headspace you're in at, okay, that point, yeah.
And we haven't even really kind of touched on impact play yet, but so what's the impact session on play. Impact play?
So anything that causes an impact, as in physical impact,
okay,
can be spanking, yep, flogging, caning, you know, using crops, things like that. And what I try and get across in this class is about, it's far more than punishment. It's a lot of people, when they see someone getting whipped, mm-hmm, they think, oh, he's been a bad boy or a bad slave, but it's not always the case.
Yep.
For some people, it can be a really rewarding experience, in which case that's not really going to be punishing, is it? If it's like, you've been a bad boy, now I'm going to punish you, but if you give them something that's really pleasurable, that's not going to work. So what I do in this class is I teach people how to administer certain devices, how to turn it from a rewarding, pleasurable experience into punishment if they want to.
Oh, okay.
And playing with kind of their headspace to increase the perception of pain even.
Well, okay, it sounds like there is definitely a bit more to unpack in impact play. We are talking with Eagle Leather's BJ about sessions with BJ on this week as part of AWOL, A Week of Leather, including sessions on electric sex and impact play. There's plenty more to come. You're listening to Well, Well, Well.
Have you been to our Joy website lately? There are so many things to see and do. Want to find out when your favourite Joy show airs? Check out our freshly updated new season program grid. Want the lowdown on the first ever AFL Pride game? Find out all there is to know on our homepage. Or heard a sponsor message but didn't quite catch the details, they're on our newly updated sponsorship directory. Just realised that your Joy membership is expired and need to renew? Do it all online at joy.org.au. The Joy website, it's our one stop for all things LGBTIQ in Melbourne, joy.org.au. This is Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Joy 94.9.
It is A Week of Leather, or AWOL. We're joined with BJ from Eagle Leather, and we're discussing his sessions with BJ on as this week as part of the festivities happening on Wednesday, the 10th of August at the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford. Now, BJ, we were talking about impact play before, and let's come back to that. You were talking about how impact play, you know, how you can safely use impact play. Just to recap, impact play is
flogging, caning, spanking.
Yep.
I guess, Jen, yeah, anything that causes an impact on the skin, it's using physical, like an either your hand,
yep,
or an extension of your hand.
Extension. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, I it doesn't sound maybe as dangerous as electric sex.
I wouldn't say so. It can be dangerous,
yeah,
of course, if somebody doesn't know what they're doing, or if they flog the wrong areas.
Okay.
Or if they're, I guess, they're not very coordinated, that can be quite dangerous.
And before, when we were talking about electric sex, you said a general rule of thumb is, you know, everything, nothing above the waist.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any general rules to impact play?
Yeah, there's a lot of areas not to flog. I guess the main one is leave bone alone and
okay,
beat meat.
Okay, beat meat. All right.
Avoid kidneys. So in particular, the spine and things like that.
Sure.
You've got to avoid. And the kidney area, any really heavy impacts around those areas could be quite dangerous.
Okay. Mm. And I guess, you know, we asked before, what are people's initial reaction? How do people respond to impact play as opposed to maybe electric sex?
It can be quite varied.
Yep.
I've done events before where people have been able to get up and try it for the first time.
Mm.
And there's even been some nights where I've might have flogged up to 15 people or something like that.
Wow, okay.
Which can be quite demanding. It feels a bit like an assembly line. So you'd have to go through the process of warming them up, making sure they're in the right headspace, and then you go through the peak of the session, and then you warm them down again. So I guess it's like a wave. If you can get me, you know,
absolutely.
You need that process of warming up. And in particular, it's really important that they're tired. So your brain kind of needs to know that it's not going anywhere to be able to truly release endorphins.
Okay.
And it's the way the body processes it, I guess. You know, you think, okay, I'm receiving pain. I'm tied up. Time to release endorphins to be able to deal with that, and that's kind of one of the things that go across.
So
and going back to the, you know, the how, why people come with different experiences as well. Some people don't find it sexual at all.
Yep.
Like they might want to do it just for the endorphin rush. So you'll even have people that will play with, someone of the opposite sexual attraction just for the purely the bonding process or to be able to give each other an experience.
Yeah.
You know? So there's guys that will play with guys that might call themselves heterosexual or in other ways as well that can be quite valid.
Hmm.
So it can be all about, you know, getting those natural highs going, but then there's other people that would be able to come just from a spanking. So there's some people that come from it as from a sexual kind of background,
and it sounds like the safety considerations there then are with impact play. Everyone would probably immediately think physical, but it sounds like there's a bit of mental.
There definitely well-being is, yeah. So fear and anxiety can actually increase interpretation of pain.
Okay,
so if you have somebody that's like very bratty and it can take quite a high pain threshold and you're not a very strong person and you're thinking, okay, I've really dished out everything I can to give this guy and you're covered in sweat, you can actually do things to play with their head a little bit, which will increase the interpretation of it.
Okay, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Okay, there you
go. I think there's, you know, you'll actually come across, if you flog a lot of people, you'll eventually come across someone who can take quite a lot of pain and it's almost like pushing you to the point where you think like you're going to give in first. So there's ways to deal with that, you know, even if you don't have the right amount of equipment or any harsher whips, there's ways you can get into their head to increase that interpretation of pain.
Okay, so we've focused on impact play and electric sex, but obviously there's other workshops as well. Do you mind running through some of those other workshops you might have done in previous years as well?
Yeah, so we've got quite an eclectic range of classes that we've hosted or presented ourselves at Eagle Ever, because we actually have a lot of internationals coming and present classes. I think it can be anything from shibari, which is Japanese rope bondage, which is one of my favorite art forms. We've even have photography workshops, like on erotic photography. We've had classes on scarification, piercing, medical play, saline injections. We've even had a presenter come over from Germany who was a dance choreographer, and he taught classes how to incorporate movement and dance into BDSM.
Okay, there's a pretty diverse workshop. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way we like to do it, you know. We like having it as diverse as possible.
And with that in mind, so, you know, I know that the sessions with BJ as part of AWOL, they are men only. Now, these other sessions that you guys run out of Eagle Leather, are they men only as well?
They're generally all mixed.
Oh, so it's all inclusive.
It's all inclusive, all genders and sexualities.
Okay.
We've had a few men-only classes. We used to do a few pumping classes and things, mainly because that's focused on just that area.
Yep.
But I'd say that 95% of our classes are all inclusive across all genders.
Okay. Yeah. And now we did mention before with different events, if people want to find out about AWOL, including sessions with BJ, they can go to www.aweekofleather.com. Yeah. Now, if these other sessions that you guys occasionally run out of Eagle, what's the best way to find out about those?
Our website is always updated. So you can go to the eagleleather.com.au website.
Okay.
You can find out on the workshop section when we have classes. We'll be announcing some more Shibari classes coming up soon. We just had another sellout class on Sunday. And there will be some new classes coming up pretty soon. Yeah.
It sounds exciting is an understatement, it sounds like.
Great. BJ, thanks for coming in and discussing what was certainly, it's made a few ears prick up. I think I can hear them with the listeners out there. So all the best for this week's sessions. And that was on Wednesday, again, just to recap, 10th of August, as part of A Week of Leather. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
I'm Cal, joined here by my co-host Daniel on Well, Well, Well. This is A Week of Leather, or AWOL, and we've been discussing the leather fetish and kink scene, as well as what's on offer as part of this week's lineup at the Laird Hotel.
And a big thank you to Brett Lasham and also Laird Hotel Leatherman 2015 Daddy Steve and BJ from Eagle Leather for joining us this week.
Yeah, and so as we've talked to BJ here, Daniel, have you learned anything new this week? Is it fair to say?
I think you can tell I've learned a lot, but I think the most surprising part, I don't know why I'm surprised, but the idea about the mental aspects of play, and especially when talking about electric play, it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I think the mental component, and I guess that consideration too of, you know, it's not only just the physical, but looking after yourself and challenging yourself perhaps mentally as well, is definitely
and what a novelty, people do it without a sexual element. That surprised me as well.
Yeah, so, you know, that's we're very educational this week, you know, a lovely little surprise.
So if you haven't scored yourself a ticket for AWOL's Code Black event on Saturday, 13th of August, fear not. Saturday night is a big night. Etihad Stadium has the inaugural AFL Pride game between St Kilda Saints and Sydney Swans, celebrating pride in diversity and taking a stance against homophobia as well. I believe kickoff is at 7:25, and so that's Saturday, 13th of August. And you can visit saints.com.au/pride to have a look, or Twitter, you can hashtag Pride Game as well.
There's a heaps happening on. I'm going to try to make it to the Pride game as well, but I will definitely be calling into Code Black as well. If you have missed any part of this week's show or want to catch up on some of the previous episodes, be sure to look out for the podcast of Well, 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 available on the Joy website later in the week at www.joy.org.au/well-well-well. Until then, take care of yourself. This has been Well, Well, Well for another week on Joy 94.9. Good night.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being on Joy 94.9.
On Joy 94.9.
Joy, joy, joy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.